This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A senior World Health Organization official said on Thursday the Israeli military and Palestinian militant group Hamas have agreed to three separate zone three-day pauses in fighting in the Gaza Strip to allow for the vaccination of some 640,000 children against polio.
We call on all parties to pause, of course, the fighting to allow children and families to safely access these and community health outreach workers to get the children who cannot access health facilities for polio vaccination.
Rick Pieperkorn, the World Health Organization senior official for the Palestinian territories, also said the vaccination campaign is due to start on Sunday. For some children, it came too late. Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah has the story.
Baby Abdul Rahman, days away from his first birthday and should be learning to walk. But at just 9 months of age, he became Gaza's first recorded polio case in 25 years. His mother, Naveen Abu Al-Jidyan, says he was born just weeks before the war began. And because they had been displaced from one place to another, he did not have all his routine infant vaccinations. Since 1988, cases of polio have declined by 99% worldwide, thanks to mass vaccination campaigns and efforts to continue to eradicate it completely.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah. Ukraine said on Thursday one of its F-16 fighter jets made by the United States crashed while repelling a Russian airstrike, killing the pilot on board. The announcement came just weeks after delivery of the planes. This is VOA News. A new Reuters Ipsos U.S. presidential poll shows Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris has widened her lead over Republican rival Donald Trump. Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener reports.
The poll, published on Thursday, showed Harris with 45% support among registered voters, while Trump had 41%. The new Reuters Ipsos poll showed Trump led among white voters and men, both by similar margins as in July. Since President Joe Biden ended his candidacy, Harris has gained ground against Trump. But in the seven states where the 2020 election was closest, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona, North Carolina, Michigan, and Nevada, Trump had a 45 to 43% lead over Harris in the latest poll.
Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener. One of Japan's strongest typhoons in decades dumped torrential rain across southern regions on Thursday, leaving at least five people dead and injuring dozens, local media reported, as authorities warned millions to seek higher ground due to possible flooding and landslides. It packed gusts of up to 252 kilometers per hour as it smashed into Japan's main southern island, making it the most powerful storm this year and one of the strongest at landfall since 1960. The storm then weakened with maximum gust of 162 kilometers, the weather office said. Afghan women activists inside and outside the country have published videos of themselves on social media singing revolutionary songs against the strict morality laws that were formally codified by the Taliban last week. Reuters correspondent Emma Jaley has more.
The Taliban suspended Afghanistan's previous constitution when they took over in 2021 as foreign forces withdrew and said they would rule the country according to Islamic Sharia law. Their restrictions on women and freedom of expression have drawn sharp criticism from human rights groups and many foreign governments since. Western capitals led by Washington have said the path to formal recognition of the Taliban is largely stalled until they reverse course on women's rights and open high schools to girls. The Taliban say they respect women's rights in accordance with their interpretation of Islamic law and local customs, and that they are internal matters and should be addressed locally.
Reuters correspondent Emma Jaley. Venezuelan opposition candidate Edmundo Gonzalez faces an arrest warrant if he ignores a third demand to appear before prosecutors over the country's disputed presidential election, the latest summons said on Thursday. I'm Joe Ramsey.